Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 8th. Currently with fair skies, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.77. The dew point is 24 degrees. And the current wind chill is 28 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. There's growing opposition over the proposed location of a homeless shelter in El Dorado.
Right now, El Dorado does not have a homeless shelter at all. A group called the Butler County Homeless Initiative has applied for a special permit for the now vacant former church youth group building on the city's main drag, West Central. But the town's planning commission overwhelmingly recommended the city council reject the permit due to its proximity to a neighborhood. The city commission will take a formal vote on December 18th. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A sixth grade teacher at Goddard Public Schools is accused of teaching worship songs in a music class, and the school district has been getting some backlash from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nonprofit said teaching religion-based songs in public schools is unconstitutional, and leaders in the Goddard Public School System are planning a meeting with all music instructors to go over the information presented by the foundation. And the border states will play basketball this weekend. Kansas will host Missouri tomorrow at 4:15. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National...
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in partnership with the Kansas Alliance for Drug Endangered Children, is awarding nearly $2 million to 18 Kansas service agencies in the first round of All Hands on Deck, or Drug Endangered Children of Kansas, grants. The grants will help those organizations better identify and support children living in an environment where a parent or other caregiver uses, distributes, manufactures, or cultivates illegal drugs. Governor Kelly said it's critical that they stop the devastating toll drug addiction and exposure have on children, so this funding will make resources and help available to local communities and law enforcement working to curb the generational impact drugs have on Kansas families. This is the first round of grants being provided through the $6 million Kansas received from the Bureau of Justice Assistance, Department of Justice, to address substance use and misuse, promote public safety, reduce overdose deaths, and support access to prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery services in communities as well as the justice system. Approximately 140,860 Kansas children are living in environments where their parents or caregivers use substances, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances every year. Children living in drug environments are at risk for devastating effects that include severe neglect, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, and developmental delays. The selected community organizations will focus on developing a response to address drug-endangered children that fits their community's unique needs. Activities include providing training to multidisciplinary professionals, providing training on adverse childhood experiences and trauma-informed systems of care, establishing community drug drop boxes, and distributing care bags with necessities for children who are placed in custody. Additional grant awardees will be announced in the spring of 2024. The Kansas Geological Survey reported on Wednesday that groundwater levels in the High Plains aquifer could be sustained for at least one decade in moisture-imperiled areas of western Kansas through pumping reductions of 18% to 32%. The aquifer, the state's most economically important groundwater resource, published a report summarizing regional conditions and options for prolonging life of the aquifer, and the review documented benefits of voluntary water conservation in the state's five groundwater management districts. The High Plains aquifer underlies portions of eight states from South Dakota to Texas, and it includes the Ogallala Aquifer of western Kansas and the Great Bend Prairie and Equus Beds aquifers in the south-central part of the state. KGS, based at the University of Kansas and the Kansas Department of Agriculture, annually measure groundwater levels in 1,400 wells across the High Plains Aquifer. Farmers are adjusting to the water shortage by reducing acreage, changing cropping patterns, and adopting technologies to reduce water usage. The Kansas Agriculture Department reported that it's investigating the possible first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza this fall. The affected poultry was a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture said flocks should be monitored for any HPAI-related symptoms, which include coughing, sneezing, other respiratory distress, or any misshapen eggs. The Kansas Animal Health Commissioner said contact your local veterinarian or the state ag department if you notice any possible HPAI symptoms in your birds. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on December 7th, the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys improved their record to 6-0 with a 58-38 win over the Thunder Ridge Longhorns in Agra. Griffin McKinney led the team with a career-high 23 points. Lucas Hansen had the hot hand from the outside, hitting 5 3-pointers and scoring 17 points. And Zane Brown also hit double figures with 10 points. Coach Cole also reported that the Northern Valley B team played hard but lost 13-26, and Malachi Hitt led the B team with 4 points. And the Northern Valley C team lost 6-12 to the Longhorns in two quarters of action. The Huskies will host Golden Plains next week in Almena. In Nebraska news, an Elwood woman charged in an attempted murder plot has taken a plea deal. Valerie Miller, who's 41, pled guilty Thursday to one count of attempted first-degree murder, and a second charge of attempted first-degree murder was dismissed in exchange for her plea. Court documents said Miller allegedly offered an undercover officer money to have her ex-husband's girlfriend, the girlfriend's three kids, and Miller's adult son killed. An affidavit says she decided against the murder of the three children and was then arrested after the meeting. Miller is scheduled to be sentenced on February 12th, and as part of the plea agreement, the prosecutor will not seek a sentence of more than 20 years imprisonment. A man wielding a large sword was arrested Tuesday after a brief chase in North Lincoln. At around 5:30 p.m., two people returned to their home near 30th and Holdridge Streets to find Jamie Aiken, 47, in the driveway. And police said Aiken was armed with a 26-inch sword and hitting their fence. Aiken ran away after he saw the police cruisers, and officers chased him to a nearby church's parking lot. Police said Aiken refused to drop the sword, so officers shot him with a beanbag and stunned him with a taser. Once released from the hospital, Aiken was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including terroristic threats. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you got your season started up, and you had quite a few kids going to a couple different places, and almost all the wrestlers were wrestling last week. So let's start off with the St. Francis Gable Jenkins Invitational, a small squad going out there. Let's talk about how your squad did.
I thought for who we took a lot of our young kids and newer to wrestling kids to that one this year. I thought they wrestled pretty well. They competed. A lot more teams brought more kids than I thought they would because a lot of them made it pretty deep into the playoffs, but that was okay because it's good for those kids to see that high competition. And a lot of them rose up to it and wrestled really well.
Of course, only one champion over there, but he hadn't had that much practice time either.
Right. Colton Stover really only had maybe a week of practice, and I think the longest somebody lasted with him out there was about a minute into the second period. So he was very dominant, and we had some other kids that were short on practices that brought home some hardware. Logan Fonesteel, rails back, and then Stratton McKenna, who's a pretty small 106-pounder, brought home a third-place finish. So I was really happy with all of them.
Team finished in seventh spot out there in St. Francis. But Intrigo, you had some pretty good results there at their Invitational. Of course, that's a girls' tournament and a boys' tournament. Let's start off with the girls.
On the girls' side, we had 17 of our girls wrestling, and we're still really green, but we saw a lot of good things. It's just some of this is going to take time for them to get that muscle memory for their body to adjust. This is how it should react, rather than some of them would stand straight up rather than staying in their stance. And it's just a lot of it's just natural reactions that we're going to have to train their bodies to do, and that takes time. But we saw a lot of great things at a lot, especially some of the new girls that have never wrestled before. We saw some good things out of them, and then even the older girls who have wrestled for quite a while, because the longest anybody's wrestled on our team is 4 or 5 years. So we saw some really good things there. Kenya Goss was our lone champion. She pinned the number 5 girl in the state in the finals, and she had a really good day. We brought home some other medals as well, and we ended up 7th as a team, so I was really happy with how the girls wrestled.
On the boys' side, you have 5 wrestlers there, and 5th place finish, but each wrestler came home with a medal.
Yeah, so on the boys' side, I had saw in these weights some people that I had wanted to see, and some of these boys had either been wrestling for a long time or a couple of them had been practicing the whole time since we started. So I thought they were kind of battle ready and they weren't so beat up from football, or they wanted the competition. A couple of them wanted that competition. They wanted to go there. And I was really happy with how they wrestled. We brought home a 1st, 2 seconds, and 2/3. So ended up 5th as a team with only 5 of our wrestlers. So I was really happy with how the boys wrestled as well.
It's back to practice, and of course, you always like to give a wrestler of the week, and you have several of those. Why don't you tell us who those would be?
On the boys' side, we had Caleb Kieswetter was our varsity wrestler of the week. He had beaten number 1 and number 2 in the state and just had a breakout day on his first tournament. I hope to continue that and keep getting him better so that we can continue with having a good season for him. On the girls' side, on the varsity side, we were Kenya Goss. She had a great first tournament. She pinned her way through the tournament and was very dominant. On the girls' side for JV, we had Dana Bailey. It was her first outing as a Blue Jay. She's from Northern Valley, but she wrestled really well. She ended up bringing home 3rd place in the 170-pound bracket. And on the boys' side, we had Stratton McKenna. He was the only JV boys wrestler that brought home a medal, and he competed well for being an undersized 106-pounder.
Now, your next competition is going to be Thursday. As of today, Wednesday, we're doing this interview. But Thursday, you're going to be sending the girls out to Colby for a 9-team tournament. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, Thursday we're going out to the Colby Community Event Center where they host their big dual tournament. They already have it set up for that. So I don't know how many mats they're going to be running, but there's going to be quite a few teams that we've seen. Plus, we're going to add in, Ray, Colorado. Hopefully we can get a full team there, but we're kind of plagued with the flu on the girls' side, so hoping we can get healthy and finish out this part of the season strong.
Thursday night, you'll be hosting the Phillipsburg Panthers in a duel at the East Campus, and we've seen Phillipsburg at the Trigo Tournament, and they have quite the team this year. What do you expect out of that duel?
I think it's going to come down to a few matches. Like, Sometimes we're pretty dominant in spots where they're not as strong, and then there's spots where we're not as strong that they're really dominant in. So it's going to come down to some of our key matches and whether or not we can survive and not get pinned in some spots or so on and so forth. So it's going to be really big for our kids to fight tomorrow night. But we've been talking about that with the kids on how the mentality's got to be, and we want to win, but if we're getting beat, we can't get pinned.
Coach, on Thursday, why don't you give us the times of both those events?
The girls will start at 3 o'clock in Colby, and the boys will start at 6 in the East Campus gym.
Friday, it's going to be the junior varsity or some additional wrestlers that will be going up to Southern Valley for that tournament. That time used to be in the afternoon, and it's moved now to the morning.
Yep, so we start that at 9:30 now. We're sending our JV and then some of our guys that maybe don't need six matches right away because the holders tournament on Saturday almost guarantees six, and or our newer kids that we don't – that Holdridge is a real tough tournament. Southern Valley can be, but it's not always, depending on the weight. So we're giving those kids that opportunity to get better and wrestle at a good level for them.
Saturday, like you mentioned, is going to be the Duster Invitational in Holdridge, Nebraska, and that is featuring teams from Grand Island, Lincoln, and then, of course, Broken Bow and Holdridge and several other communities. And it's quite a tournament for the Blue Jays to go to.
Yes, it's a great tournament, and this year Salina Central is coming to it, so there's going to be a lot of top-notch wrestling at that tournament. I think we're taking 8 to that tournament this year. And I look to hopefully get most of those guys 5-6 matches so that we can really get some good mat time up there.
And what time will the Holdridge tournament be?
I believe it starts at 10.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you send the girls squad out to Colby on Thursday. Then on Friday, a squad runs up to Southern Valley. And then Saturday, the varsity will be wrestling at the Holdridge Duster Invitational. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all of the wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley, your KQNK News. Was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of rain between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 53 and a northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, should be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 28 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 44 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 52. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 49. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 47. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.77. The dew point is 24 degrees, and the current wind chill is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. On Sunday afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs will try to bounce back from their most recent loss when they host the Buffalo Bills, who are fighting to get back in the AFC playoff picture. The voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, spoke to WIBW Radio in Topeka about why the Bills have struggled entering this weekend.
To be plus 101 or more and have six losses. It's just crazy and bizarre what's happened to these guys. They're explosive. That's the bad news for the Chiefs fans. But the good news is somehow, some way, the chemicals spill and they've got a campfire. And so you ask me how this works. To me, it's on the defense to steal a possession, maybe get a punt, one, that's a big deal, and then get a couple of turnovers in this game, which can do. And sometimes Josh will just give you the ball. He's got a little Phillip Rivers in him here the last 3 years, and it's a big part of his game that he's got to get figured out or this thing won't go well for him the rest of the way, Josh Allen. And I like him. I think he's really good.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ed.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Football is back and NFL Plus has you covered. Get NFL Plus and you'll never miss a moment of live football action this season with live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, live game audio, and more all in one place. That's right. This season, get NFL Red Zone and NFL Plus Premium so you never miss a touchdown. That's every touchdown from every game, every Sunday during the regular season across devices. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. The first of two disturbances now making their way into Kansas, spreading in some high-level clouds. Those are gradually moving eastward. Low pressure over North Dakota has pushed a cold front into the region, which has slowed down and will make its way further south and east. Some patchy areas of fog in a few spots. Low pressure in the panhandles lifting northeast today as that second disturbance lifts into the plains. This will produce some light rain southeast of the Kansas Turnpike and some light snow in portions of west central and northwestern Kansas. Precipitation chances end this evening, breezy and colder tomorrow, diminishing winds and cool and dry on Sunday. A chance of light snow today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-40s. North central Kansas today is high around 55. Drizzle possible this afternoon in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy and cooler in southwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-50s. Fog this morning in south central Kansas with a high near 60. And in southeastern Kansas, some drizzle with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, we saw that down move late in the day on Thursday into the market, and it has now really oversold tone to the market as well. Hogs were under pressure all day as well. We'll see if we have any type of turnaround. We had a bit of a bounce back yesterday before the bottom fell out once again, so we'll see where this market goes. Now, not much going on in the overnight trade in the wheat and corn market overall. Wheat futures down about a penny. Corn futures steady to a bit higher. Soybeans, though, did have some strength, up 7 to 8. U.S. dollar was up this morning. Jobs report comes out this morning. Also, the WASDE reports come out. Watch for the world numbers and livestock numbers. This is the Kansas Ag Network.